Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The DH, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tony Tarasco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The third baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Martin reaches second base with a double. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to third. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fabregas hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoyles strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mouton. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Palmeiro moves to third. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tarasco is 0 for 1 in the game. Tarasco takes first base on ball 4. Palmeiro scores. Surhoff moves to third. Hammonds moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Anderson is 0-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar is 0-2 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Alomar. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Palmeiro is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mudin. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 0-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Palmeiro scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hammonds is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hammonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tarasco is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tarasco hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mudin is 0-1 in the game. Mudin strikes out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fabregas is 0-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lewis is 0-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hoyles is 0-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bordick is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bordick strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Anderson. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baldwin spins and fires to second, with Guillen covering, and Anderson is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro strikes out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Palmeiro. The throw from Fabregas and he is out, Durham applying the tag. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0 for 2 in the game. Mouton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hammonds hits a line drive into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tarasco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tarasco takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mudin. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Serhoff scores. Tarasco goes all the way around to score. Bordick moves to third. It's 7-2, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bordick scores. It's 8-2, Orioles. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-4 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The ball gets by Fabregas. He chases the ball to the backstop. Anderson goes all the way around to score. Alomar moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Lyle Mudin now playing left field. Carlos Castillo now pitching. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Serhoff is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Serhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cameron. Serhoff reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hammonds hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tarasco hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Serhoff scores. Hoyles moves to second. It's 10-2, Orioles. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.